check in with David O'Brien. He covers the Atlanta Braves for The Athletic, and he joins us on the line now. Good afternoon, David. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Hey, we're doing great. Always appreciate the time. And, boy, I tell you, the Braves right now, since we last spoke with you, Sean Newcomb has been sent to the training camp in Gwinnett. Last night, Ronald Acuna Jr. was scratched with a wrist. Tuki Toussaint's performance wasn't very good. It feels like this thing's kind of a mess right now, David. Is there cause for panic in Braves country?
Well, it's like we said before. I think there's cause for panic in a sense that there's so many question marks in the starting rotation. That's been the case ever since Hamels got hurt, really. And then that was just magnified after Folty got hurt. It was compounded by Folty's disappointing performance, not injury, as far as we know, just disappointing performance. So, and then compounded even more with Newcomb's continued erratic. You know, you hoped he would smooth it out and start to make progress, and he didn't. So it's just kind of been one thing after another. But there's been question marks in the rotation ever since Hamels was injured, really, and then you had Felix Hernandez opt out. It's been one thing after another with a rotation that could not afford to lose key guys, and obviously the Sorokin thing was the huge one. I mean, there were two guys you could count on being frontline guys with Soroka and Freed. And some even had questions on Freed coming into the season, but he's answered those. But, you take Soroka out of it and all of a sudden you got Freed, and then just question mark after question mark the rest of the way. So they don't think Acuna's injury serious, but we'll find out anytime now. He's being examined this morning by doctors in New York just to make sure they're being, if he was just Joe Schmo, they wouldn't even have him examined again. Probably they'd just have him rest a couple of days and, jump in there when he's ready. But, it being Ronald Acuna, and they just lost Ozzie Albies, put him on the IL, last week. So with a lingering wrist thing, they want to make sure that they nip it in the bud with Acuna and they don't have him play before he's ready.
David, you mentioned Max Fried there. We know the news about Soroka and all this other stuff going on. What does that say about how impressive Fried has been? I mean, through the whole season, but especially since Soroka got hurt.
Yeah, I mean, he's pitched at almost a Soroka level, not gone as deep into games as Soroka typically did, because he's not quite as efficient. But he's pitched at that level. Otherwise, he's that good. I mean, his stuff's always been that good. You could argue he's got better stuff than Soroka, as far as a more mixed repertoire, mid-90s with that hammer of a curve. And then you add in a couple more secondary pitches that he's honing and are honed. And he's you're talking another frontline guy. And if you have him and Soroka together, that's a combination that could compare with just about any in the league.
David, with Sean Newcomb being optioned now, I mean, where can this team turn in the short term in the rotation? Is it Tyler Matzik? Do they entertain Josh Tomlin coming out of the bullpen? What do you think they'll do?
Well, I mean, those are two options, but two that they don't particularly like, because you're playing with fire with Matzik when you've got a guy that that had the yips, which most guys don't come back from in Major League Baseball, especially pitchers. So he came back as a reliever, only after moving to a bullpen role. Talking about a guy basically hasn't started in 5 years, and the last time he did, it led to just a crumbling of his career. So do you risk that? Like I said, it's playing with fire. Do you risk him going back in the starting role, and all of a sudden whatever haunted him before comes back when he has time to think about it? And, and do all the preparation for a start and have the days in between, the 4 days in between. Do you really risk that when you got a guy right now who maybe is your best reliever? I personally don't. But, that's something they've had to consider. So far, they have not, because the same thing. And also, he said all the right things about, I'll do whatever the role they want me in. He also added that he really likes the bullpen role he's in and that he's thrived in it. And he hasn't started in a while, but if they want him to, he will start. To me, he didn't go, oh, I'd love to get back into a starting role. To me, it was like red flags. Do not do that to him. He has it in the back of his mind, So as for Josh Tomlin, that's obviously an option as well, because he's pitched so well in the role that they have him in, which is they can use him literally in any bullpen role. high leverage, multi innings, come in and pitch the fourth, fifth, and sixth in a tie game, come in and close if you need him. He could do anything. They love him, having him in that rubber arm of his in that role. Whereas if you have him starting, you're going to use him every 5 days in a start, and that's it. So, you know, and meanwhile, they've got all these prospects that you have to use at some point. And while they are competing and want to win a World Series, they also believe those guys, a couple of them, are right knocking at the door, and now's the time to, you know, they think they're ready. So it's kind of walking a fine line. You know, those are obviously, both of them are options. I don't think Matzik is a good option because I wouldn't mess with it. And Tomlin, I can see why they love him in the role that he's in. You know, they talked about he could use him again today after he pitched last night, that kind of thing. It's not easy. It's just not easy. You can't keep losing guys and have it have just one option lined up after another and just keep going to the well. When there's a reason, you know, why teams aren't able to fill in rotation voids, and the Braves have had about five of them this year, six of them between injuries and disappointments and opt-outs.
David, what about Tukey? I mean, he's obviously going to keep getting chances. What did you see from him last night? Because he obviously wasn't kind of what they need from him last night.
It's just throwing strikes with Tukey. I mean, when he's in there, when he's throwing strikes and being aggressive and letting him hit it and put it in play, his stuff is so good that, you know, that's when he succeeds. And then, you know, you think he takes a step forward. In his previous start, he looked great. I mean, he was throwing strikes. He was trusting his stuff. And then last night, whether it's not trusting his stuff or just, you know, inability to be consistent at this point, but he wasn't throwing strikes. He was getting behind hitters, and they were teeing off on him, or, you know, walking guys. And, you know, he just can't do that. He's just a kid. I mean, he's still a kid in every sense in pitching, and he's still learning. And there's still going to be those times where he takes a step back, because if you look at the number of starts he's had, it's not many, because he's bounced between roles, and I think that's slowed his development. Maybe if he had been on a bad team 2 years ago and just stuck in a starting role and just said, we're sinking or swimming with it, and then I think by now he would be who he is. But really, those couple of years were kind of not wasted, but tough for him to get into any kind of a rhythm when he's going between AAA and the majors and going between the bullpen and starting. And I think that only now are we seeing him, you know, take those developmental stages that any young starter has to do. He's still very, really young.
David, what about you mentioned Acuna with the wrist. Now, Ozzy, we know Ozzy had a banged up wrist too. Do you think he's on track to, as soon as he's off the injured list, he jumps right back in the lineup?
Well, they've been careful with him. He hadn't picked up a bat as of yesterday. I think maybe he started in yesterday, but I'm not even sure. I mean, so he went a week where they didn't want him to hit at all. They shut him down. You know, he's just working out, but he's not doing anything with his wrist. So 10 days would be this weekend, and he's not going to fly down to Miami and jump in there after 10 days. But when they get home, at some point during the homestand, they expect him to be back in the lineup. There's just no timetable yet because they don't want him to rush it. They want to make sure once he's in there that he's close to 100%, that he's not going to have this thing linger for the rest of this, because the season's too short for him to have to, you know, go back on the IL.
Good stuff. David O'Brien in The Athletic has been our guest. David, always appreciate the time, man. Take care.
You got it. Thanks.
Thanks, bud.
Thank you.